Chapter 3. A Different Kind of Party. There is nothing better than Halloween on a Friday. All day, there is an excited feeling at school, and the work is less boring, and the teachers are funnier. I've got cat's ears on my hat and a tail on my pants. Kids that I don't know are smiling at me in the hall. There are pumpkins everywhere. It is a great day. Abby comes home with me. She is staying at my house because hers is too far away. It is much too expensive for her to get a taxi home. We are planning to walk over to Nick's later so that Leah can take us to the party in her car. Leah is already 17, so she can drive lots of people in her car. I am still 16, so I can only drive one person at a time. But I can also drive myself to school. This is the law in Georgia. Abby throws her arms around Bieber as soon as we walk into the kitchen. Both she and Leah love my dog. He is huge and golden with brown eyes. "So where is this party?" Abby asks. "Garrett's house," I reply. "Nick knows where it is." We watch a couple of television shows on TV. Nora comes in and eats a sandwich with us. Then we put on our Halloween costumes. Garrett says hello to Nick when we walk in. There is music and lots of laughter with people drinking cans that aren't Coke. I'm not feeling very comfortable. I am used to another kind of Halloween party. The ones where someone's mom shows you to their party room and there are cakes, apples, and video games.
"So, what can I get you to drink?" Garrett asks.
I ask for a beer, which doesn't taste very good, and Leah and Abby have orange juice. Leah is driving, so she can't drink anyway. Nick goes upstairs to get Garrett's guitar, and I am left with Leah and Abby. There is an uncomfortable silence. Suddenly, I want to be at home with Nora, watching TV and eating chocolate. Then Nick comes back with the guitar and sits on the floor. It's strange because I know most of the people here, but I don't really know them. Most of them are jocks and cheerleaders. I can't see Martin anywhere. I sit in the corner of the room with Leah, and Abby sits opposite us. I am enjoying the beer more now. Some of the people have come over to listen to Nick, who has an amazing singing voice. Right now, he's singing Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, and I am thinking about Blue. And Cal Price. You see, I have this idea that Blue is Cal Price. Cal has ocean eyes. They are really deep blue. And sometimes, when I look at Cal, I feel like we understand each other. Everything feels perfect and nothing has to be explained. And then, suddenly, Martin appears at the party wearing rabbit's ears, and he sits next to Abby. He is asking everyone where they are from. Nick tells us that his parents are from Russia, and Abby says that hers are West African. Then Martin gets up and comes back with a beer. Abby climbs to her feet.
"Come on," she says. "People are dancing."
"Good for people," says Nick.
"We
are dancing, says Abby and takes his hand.
No,
he says. But he puts the guitar down and she pulls him up.
Hey, haven't you seen my cute dance moves? Says Martin.
Let's see, says Abby.
Then Martin does this strange thing. It is a bit like swimming. Then he starts throwing his body around.
Yeah, you're great, says Abby. Come on, let's dance.
She pulls his hand too, and he jumps up smiling. Then she, Martin, and Nick all start dancing to Kanye West.
Oh, God, says Leah. Should we be filming this?
Just enjoy it, I say, putting my arm round her shoulder. Leah takes us to Nick's at midnight, and from there it is a 7-minute walk to my house. Abby and I walk through the dark streets, past broken pumpkins.
Okay, I have something to ask you, says Abby.
Oh, yes?
Martin was talking to me when you were in the bathroom about the homecoming dance, she says. I think he wants me to go with him.
And you said no?
He's a really nice kid, she replies. But I'm going with Ty Allen. He asked me 2 weeks ago. So could you tell Martin that?
I can try, I say.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, November 1st at 11:12 a.m. Subject, Halloween. Jacques, I hope your Halloween was excellent. Things were very quiet here. Only about 6 kids called round for candy. I ate all the Oreo cookies that they didn't come for. I'm actually excited about the homecoming game next week. I love the smell of the fall air. Or maybe I like looking at the cheerleaders. Blue. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. Subject, re-Halloween. Very funny, Blue. Very funny. Because you really love the ladies. Me too, Blue. Me too.
Sorry your Halloween was quiet. Could you put a note on the bowl next year and ask the kids to take 2 Oreos? Is it possible to send Oreos by email these days?
Please say it is.
I've been thinking a lot about costumes and not showing who we really are. Do you ever feel that no one can really see you? It's Spirit Week next week. More costumes. What will you be wearing? Jacques.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, November 2nd at 1:43 p.m. Subject, re-Halloween.
Jacques, I completely understand what you mean about not showing who you are. I want to say and do certain things, but then I can't. I think that I must be afraid. The thought of coming out makes me feel sick. So that's why I don't want to write anything about Spirit Week and costumes. I don't
want you to guess who I am. I don't think it helps us if we know who each other is right now. I've told you things that I've never told anyone, and I'd prefer you to stay an anonymous person on the internet. There's something about you, Jacques, that makes me want to tell the truth, and that frightens me. I hope this isn't too difficult. I know that you were joking when you asked me about my costume. I want to know who you are, too, sometimes. Blue.